Chapter 3. The Tsunami. In the daydream, the waves suddenly disappeared. The sea went back for 30 or 40 meters. People started to scream and run from the beach.
A giant wave is coming,
a tourist shouted.
Quick, leave the beach.
Then I saw the giant wave. It was enormous. It was taller than the buildings behind the beach. I started shouting at Lizzie and the couple in the sea. Come out of the sea, I shouted. It's dangerous. Lizzie put her hands on me.
What's wrong, Kathy?
She asked.
Are you okay?
The image of the tropical beach disappeared, and I saw Lizzie's worried face. The couple were out of the water now, too. They had big towels around them. They looked at me.
You frightened us. What was the problem?
Said the man. I didn't say a word because I didn't know the answer. That evening, I sat with Mum and watched the news on TV. The reporter talked about an earthquake in the Indian Ocean. The news reporter was on a beach in Indonesia.
The earthquake made giant waves called tsunamis,
continued the reporter.
These powerful waves also hit India and Sri Lanka. Hundreds of people died and many disappeared. The tsunami destroyed families and homes. This is a terrible disaster.
Mum put her hands on her face.
This is terrible,
she said.
We must do something to help those poor people.
She didn't see my white face. Dad arrived home and heard the news report.
Were the waves very high?
He asked. Yes, they were higher than our house, I said. My voice trembled and I had tears in my eyes.
How do you know that?
Asked Mum. I saw the tsunami, I said. My parents always believe me, so I told them about my daydream at the beach. Mum was worried about me.
That's a terrible daydream,
she said to me.
Were you very frightened?
Maybe you're telepathic, Kathy,
Dad said.
But why did you think about the tsunami? It happened so far away.
Kathy was born in Sri Lanka,
Mum said.
She's got a strong connection with that country.
I don't want any more dreams like these, I said. They're frightening me.